This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, this is the incredible Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air everywhere. GoodDayShow.com. You can hear the program all day, every day, all Doug, all the time. Whoopee! With Jay Kirshner, we dig into things that matter. Good stuff. I'm trying to create here a situation that you feel good about, so that in the future, when you want to hear a good radio program, you think, ah, I got to find that guy. Where's that guy? Who is that guy? And who's that woman? She's a woman, and I'm a man. And here we are on the radio together. Unga bunga.
Who'd have thunk it?
I know. Okay, so we were talking about the train situation and how that problem has been averted. Here's some good news from another shipping sector. The world's largest container line. You know, when you see pictures of these ships out in the middle of the ocean that have all these huge containers on them, it's a big, big business. Unfortunately, much of it is controlled by a Chinese company called COSCO, a Chinese Overseas Shipping Corporation. But there's another company that's really big called the Mediterranean Shipping Company that's taken a major step to help protect blue whales. You can be sure the Chinese don't give a damn about the blue whales. But anyway, the Mediterranean Shipping Company does. And so this is off the coast of Sri Lanka. They've changed their shipping lanes to avoid messing up things with the whales. So that's kind of a good thing.
You see these completely rerouted.
Right? Yeah, right. Nothing wrong with that. So they go 15 miles to the south. It's not a big deal. And so the decision, they say, was based on research. It was completed by the International Fund for Animal Welfare. And they asked them if they could change their shipping route. And they said, yeah, why not? So it's all westbound shipping traffic has been moved in the Indian Ocean between Asia and Europe. And they're going to help save. You've got to wonder, how often does that happen? How often does a ship like that, a huge freighter, run into a whale? And there's got to be a problem with that. We never hear much about it. But the risk to the blue whales by getting hit, especially in this area because there's so many of them, is huge.
And you wonder if it's almost like when you're driving down the road and there's a deer. Is it along those same lines where you just kind of keep going? Do they have to report it? How does it all work?
But this kind of depends.
Yeah, this is so awesome that they're completely rerouting.
It just seems like a good thing to do. And that's done because they have creative and strong leadership at the top there, I would tell you. That's a company that has a very good leadership, frankly. All right, so let's do some, what do you want to do? I'm going to leave this up to you. Ladies' choice. Do we visit the dead zone, or do we do some finger pointing? Which would you prefer, madam?
Let's go to the finger pointing.
Finger pointing, okay. Here are the fingers pointing. I think the middle finger is the one being exercised most here. The executives are kind of... They're on the ropes at Goldman Sachs, which is the largest money manager in the world. Most everybody's heard, right? Don't you think everybody knows the name Goldman Sachs?
Yes, yeah.
Even if you're not well informed, pretty much knows. Everybody knows Goldman Sachs. So they appear to be in some kind of a pinch. And so the top executives trying to make sure that they're not blamed or blaming other top executives. Isn't that how it works? In corporate America, it's not my fault, it's his fault. Not her fault, their fault.
There always has to be a fall guy, and the fall guy typically doesn't realize they are the fall guy until they already are. And this time, it's like everybody's just like, not me, not going to do it.
Nope.
Jobs being slashed, not my fault.
Nope.
Money
so
gone,
now,
not my fault, not on me.
This is the ultimate problem. They're taking away free office coffee because things are so bad in the C-suite up at...
Blasphemy.
Up at Goldman Sachs. And the CEO is named David Solomon. He is focused on the money that some of his flashy executives have been spending. Knuckling down, that's what they got to do. Good old-fashioned hard work. Making rich people richer. What's wrong with that, right? Rich get richer. It's all right. As long as it doesn't come at the expense. I think rich is fabulous. Don't we all want to be rich? As long as it doesn't come at the expense of others. And that's kind of where the labor movement, the discussion of the train labor unions and stuff like that, that brings us in. Labor Day sort of brings us into that focus as well. What's the labor union movement all about? How did it start? And you look at some of the flashy, using that word again, you know, you look around in Florida at some of the huge mansions that were built by these people who made their fortunes building railroads, getting into the oil business. I think of Flagler, I think of Carnegie, you know, you think of Getty, you think of some of these people that just made so much money, and they spent it, you know, the way they wanted to. Meriwether Post built Mar-a-Lago from the fortunes made in the newspaper and magazine business. And there's plenty of that stuff around, and there's nothing wrong with it. You see, the people who criticize wealthy people just because they're wealthy are pretty ignorant. If it were not for the wealth created by people who had ideas and ran businesses, there would be no, how do you have people earn a living working for a company if somebody doesn't start a company? Somebody doesn't have the idea, oh, I'm going to create this, or I'm going to create that. I'm going to invent something new. I have a very good friend whose uncle was responsible for the magnetic stripe on your credit card. He invented it. And the guy was worth a lot of money because he came up with something before somebody else did. And there was a need for it. That's what happened. But how many people do you think have a job because this guy created the wherewithal for those stripes to be used on your credit card? Who doesn't have a credit card that has a stripe on it? That is used, I mean, now they have the other things that you can use, but the stripe is still there, right? And that the credit cards wouldn't have been possible if it weren't for this guy coming up with a stripe.
Well, and I think inventors are kind of in a league of their own as well, because sometimes you have wealthy people who run companies who worked their way from the bottom to the top, people who invented something like what you're talking about. Then you have some people who kind of inherited something.
Right,
at that point where it's like, they haven't really worked very hard, but then the people below them,
Paris
their employees
Hilton is
who
a good
are,
example of that. Yeah.
The people who are working very hard, they're employees, and then they don't really get many benefits. Or you have those stories of bad bosses, like somebody who just continues to make the money and keep it all for themselves
and
they don't take care of their employees.
Yep.
It's just there's so many different categories.
Yeah,
and it also goes to say that money can't fix your problems unless your problems are money-related problems.
Can't
Everybody
buy me
money
love.
Not necessarily happy and living a carefree life.
Business from the Beatles, right? Can't buy me love.
Yeah, they knew what they were talking about.
All right, some more finger-pointing, this time from LeBron James and Chris Paul, criticizing Robert Sarver's punishment. According to LeBron and Mr. Paul, the NBA really got this one wrong. So they suspended Sarver, who's the owner of the Phoenix Suns and the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury, but it was 10-month suspension, right? They got,
Sarver got... it was a 10-month investigation, and then a one-year suspension.
$10 million fine. So what do you do?
He violated common workplace standards like misconduct included sex-related statements, racist statements, unequal treatment of female employees, harsh treatment of employees, occasional issues where it would legitimately be constituted as bullying. And what LeBron James and Chris Paul are saying, what they're criticizing, is the NBA, and they're saying they got this wrong because...
there's a club. What'd they expect him to do? Come on.
They're saying owners or employees or players or coaches, anybody should all be held to the same standards and have some better quality
they
across the board. And just because he's an owner, like, there should be much harsher punishment. There should be
But I'm saying there isn't.
Happening.
because he's a member of the good old boys club, the owner's club, whether it be in baseball, football, basketball, they all have a club. And so they probably, you can see and understand, not that it's right because it isn't, but, you know, this guy's a racist, he's a sexist, what's the word, misogynist? Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a, you know, the workplace was an unhealthy place, according to all these people. So LeBron James has asked his 52 million followers to look at the situation. Apparently, he used the N-word on a number of occasions. He told a pregnant employee that she wouldn't be able to come back to work because becoming a mother... women cry too much when they... Can you imagine anybody being stupid enough to say something like that in this day and age? Women, after they have babies, cry too much, so you can't have your job back. That's pretty moronic, right? There were a lot of things that they had on his treatment of women.
Sexist, racist,
yeah.
Just all around awful. And they're saying that a 1-year suspension and the $10 million fine, that's not enough. There needs to be more repercussions. There needs to be more follow through. And they need to make it a point that nobody should be able to act this way. And they're only talking about the NBA because that's the only thing they're really a part
right.
of in this sense.
Yeah,
but
right.
it needs to be better. The NBA needs to do better with
he
this.
He said,
what they're saying.
I accept the consequences of their decision. This is Sarver saying this. And take full responsibility for my actions. Good leadership requires accountability. Okay. Well, anyway, he says that he disagrees with some of the things in the report, but he apologizes for the words and actions that may have offended somebody. Doesn't sound like he's really sorry at all.
Sorry people got caught. I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, something else to think about. Here it's 18 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I thought that... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
A story from Oklahoma this week. A couple using what's called polyculture to grow sustainable food. Stephen and Tammy Bell of Pryor, Oklahoma. They have established Waterline Farm. The goal is to use sustainable methods free of chemicals to grow their own fruits and vegetables and that sort of thing using regeneratively focused agriculture.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and the story of Josh Dumal, who apparently had a little problem. He went to the emergency room just before he married his wife. What the heck was going on here? He's 49, she's 28. Maybe she's too young. Maybe take her. Huh?
Well, there's definitely, age is but a number. And when you love someone, you love somebody. But there is an age-related joke in this because he threw his back out, pulling some wild dance moves. He had a slip disc and ended up that the doctors were like, okay, yeah, you definitely have a slip disc. He was dancing the night before, the day of the wedding, so much pain. They go to the hospital, or go to the ER, I should say. And then that's when Dumal and his now wife, Audra Marie, were like, all right, cue up the cortisone shot. Let's still get married. And he was feeling good enough, well enough, by the time they got married, that he was still able to enjoy the reception, dance with his bride, partake in their first dance. They got married in North Dakota.
They came from North Dakota. They found each other in L.A., though, both working in L.A. They were introduced by a mutual friend a couple of years ago, and so that's how they managed, but they both come from a small town in North Dakota, which is kind of cool.
Isn't that so cool? Yeah, yeah, it's their home state and made it really easy for everyone they love to travel to go see them get married and be part of the...
Now, he was married to Fergie, wasn't he, for a while? Yeah. Don't I remember that, the singer?
Yes, they got married in 2017. They have a 9-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. And so he can start a family over again with this lady,
and they
seem
like
Audra
they're very
Mari.
Supportive exes.
Are they? Yeah, that's the only smart thing to do. All right, so here's a reality check from Melanie Chrisham, who's also known as Mel C of the Spice Girls, 40. She's been talking about how she was sexually assaulted the night before the first gig that the Spice Girls ever had. Wow, she's got a new autobiography out, Who I Am, My Story. And the story about an assault in Istanbul, Turkey, doesn't surprise me. The Turkish men are leches. Maybe that's a little too general, but I think you find Mediterranean men from that, the Greeks, the Turks, the Azerbaijanis, all the people that come from that neck of the woods, They're pretty aggressive. I think you could say that. In the main, maybe not everyone is, but there are, you know, lots of examples, and here's one of them. The girls were in Eastbound Bull. They did a couple of shows there.
Yeah, it was right the night before their first ever live performance as the Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically, in her memoir, she says that she just had to bury it because there were other things she had to focus on, but it definitely affected her. And she's been pretty open about dealing with depression over the years. But
she's trying to get a massage. Wasn't she on a massage table? That others happened?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like that.
Absolutely awful. She felt, and I think this is something a lot of victims feel, that there is a part where it's like, how am I at fault for this? They
you aren't.
Exactly, but that's the thing, where a lot of victims' first initial reaction is feeling at fault in some way, and it's very vulnerable, and they feel very embarrassed and unsure about the whole situation in general.
Hmm. Well, I think in this circumstances, when you get down to brass tacks, there's a lot of this stuff. What makes men such pigs? I guess that's the rendering I get out of this. These guys, they should have their extra added appendage removed, perhaps. How about that for a punishment? 28 past the hour.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A tentative agreement to avoid a potential railway strike that threatened to shut down the U.S. economy has been averted. The White House said in a statement that the tentative deal is an important win for our economy and the American people. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets of illegal immigrants Wednesday to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts in the latest move to get the Democrat-run areas away from the southern border to bear some of the responsibility for President Biden's open border policies. Barbara Rush on CBS Boston says the 50 immigrants are all being taken care of.
From what we found out by talking to the people, they're originally from Venezuela. They were flown here. We're not sure what plane brought them here or how they got on a plane to here. They did tell us they came from Texas.
USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
Joining me in the studio is my new grandson, Jasper. All right, so Jasper is fascinated with the microphone, and that means he may end up on the floor because most everything he grabs. But he's very expressive about things, and he has a lot to say about a lot of things, right? Huh? What? What else do you have to say? Right into that microphone, that's it.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, you got to keep up with the life and times of young Jasper and Miles, my two grandsons, who both will play an important part in the future of this program with all of their thoughts and all of their words, including Jasper's latest, "Oh! Ooh!" Oh, Gramps. Okay.
Very expressive.
Very expressive, yes. Okay, so what's some good news for this half hour? There's a new carbon capture project in Wyoming that supposedly will eliminate 5 million tons of CO2. This is hard for the average person to grasp because you can't see this. You can't really touch it. It's there, but it's not there to the average person, right? They don't think about CO2 and how bad it is for your lungs. It's not good. You need to, they're trying to
need those detectors.
Right. So this new capture, this carbon capture project will actually pull the carbon out of the air and deposit it underground. I don't know, that's then what happens to it after that. It's called Project Bison, and it will capture air carbon directly. There's machinery they've developed to do it. It'll store 5 million tons of CO2 underground in specially approved wells. Company believes it makes up the first realistic and scalable business model for carbon capture. You know, it's a big to-do. There's a lot of carbon exchanging done by businesses, et cetera, the tax credits, that kind of stuff. Carbon capturing, who thinks about this? There's a facility in Iceland that's doing it. They bury it under the ice. But the first one that's in Wyoming, apparently they're trying to do the same thing in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
A number of airline companies have made a deal with Occidental Petroleum because they're trying to capture certainly airliners are dumping a lot of that crap into the air because, you know, they're higher up. Some people say it's worse. Some people say that this, and I don't know whether I really believe it or not, but I kind of do in a way, that, you know, when I said the other day, somebody, you know, are you kidding? How do you know there are 5,000 airplanes at any one time flying over any part of the United States? Because they just know. You can look it up any place. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, during certain times of day, it's probably more than that. But the average during the day has about 5,000 airliners up in the air crisscrossing the country. And so as they burn jet fuel, which is basically heating oil, same stuff, diesel, it's diesel fuel, if the engines aren't running just right, they're spewing unburnt carbon into the air. So where does that go? It comes back down to the earth.
Well,
people breathe it.
Yeah, exactly. The carbon dioxide can cause the greenhouse effect, and mm-hmm. there's all these health issues where you can, if you have exposure to it, you have the headaches, the dizziness, sometimes if you have unexplained pins and needles tingling, that could be if you think about your surroundings or where you've been. And then what we were mentioned before about the detectors at home for carbon monoxide, it's, which is CO, not the CO2, but it's just, it seems like all of this stuff is so, there's so many issues with it, and there can be so many repercussions. So it is nice to see that there are different companies that are trying to figure out what to do with it. And
right.
sometimes that's the next step of, we get to the point of like, okay, well, how do we minimize it? But there are already things happening now. So what do we do with what's actually happening? And it's nice to see a now approach rather than a down the road approach.
The here and now of it. Yes. Correcto mundo. All right. We did not visit the dead zone in the last half hour. So I know many of you are on pins and needles, sitting on the edge of your seat. You've stopped your car by the side of the road because you want to hear us talk about things from the dead zone. So let's start with this woman who was arrested in connection with the deaths of two children who were found in suitcases. This is special.
Yeah, we talked about this. This was one of those abandoned storage container things that went up for auction, and you bid on it, and if you get it, then you don't really know what's in it, and they found suitcases that ended up having two bodies in it.
Who it was, but they found the woman who mm-hmm. shipped him. 42-year-old woman arrested in South Korea. So she killed her two, her children? I think they're children, right?
Yeah, they believe that it is the mother is the suspect. She was arrested in South Korea. And the storage container was in New Zealand when this whole auction and all this took place. What was this, about a month ago?
Yeah. Jesus. How do these people think? Unga bunga. All right, let's see. We're keeping the count on who's dead after whatever. Here's a boat capsizing. Five people are dead. Collision with a whale. Was it last half hour we were talking about that same general area where the shipping company is changing its routes because of all of the whales there?
Yeah, they need blue whales to go around them. And here's a boat that did run into a whale.
Bird watching excursion. Yep. And so that's, what are you expecting? Go out on something like that. The weather was perfect. The sea was flat. You're not expecting it. The promoters of this, the National Photography Society of New Zealand, This is a great day. Let's go out there. Who would have thunk it? Right? But then people were identified as, let's see, where did these people come from? Most of them were English, I think, weren't they? They were down there on a boat cruise to witness the natural flora and fauna.
Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, there were 11 people on board.
Is there anything that isn't dangerous when you get down to it?
And especially think that if you do go on a boat somewhere in the ocean, you were to see a whale, it's the initial reaction is to be excited, like, oh, there's a whale, look at the whale, or look at the dolphins, and you don't think, well, what's the size of the boat, and what if they do get too close? Well, this is what could potentially happen.
Yep, you're right about that. Okay, what else can kill you? Rabies.
Oh, you have to, this is like a bad joke. A woman walks into a bar with a raccoon.
Right. All right, so this woman walks into a bar carrying a raccoon. So, okay, she's got a raccoon, and the local yokels say, wait a minute, what do we know about raccoons? A lot of them have rabies. So anyway, the bartender, a lady named Cindy Smith, said she was serving drinks at the Maddock Bar. Local resident brings in the raccoon during happy hour. What could be better than having a raccoon during happy hour? The bartender said to the woman, please leave. But she didn't. She was showing the raccoon to other people in the bar. She eventually did leave. The bartender said, finally got her out. The raccoon never left her arms. How do you capture and make a raccoon a pet? Would be, they have very sharp claws. That's why if they have rabies, there are a lot of rabid raccoons around.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Yeah.
And isn't there currently like a big issue with rabies, specifically in North Dakota with different animals?
Yeah. I don't know that for a fact. I'll take your word for it. There are a lot of different animals that can carry rabies. Bats, dogs, cats, cows, skunks. It's not like I've actually never owned one, but I had a friend who had a cow that had rabies because he got bit by a rabid raccoon.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, and that was the end of it. You have to kill it. So this is not, you got to wonder what this woman's got in her head besides rocks. All right, let's see. One more item from the dead zone. Nicholas Cruz. This guy, again. He killed 17 people, wounded 17. Remember this from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, 2018? They were trying to get the death penalty, but didn't he admit to doing it so he gets life in prison?
Yeah, well, it's a matter of the death penalty or life in prison. That's what the jury will be debating about. But the defense rested in kind of what a lot of people are saying is a stunning move, because they thought that there were about 40 more witnesses to testify, and then there seemed to be some confusion, and all of a sudden they rested, and then one of the public defenders got into a shouting match with the judge, and
Now
the prosecution will do their rebuttal starting.
This is one of those things where you think, okay, this trial has taken over a year. We got all these people, all these witnesses. This guy is guilty. He was guilty from the. Everybody knew he did this. So why does it take so long? Our system is broken. This guy should have long since met his maker and found his penalty. But we have to be fair to the why. He wasn't fair to the 17 people that he killed. And the other 17 people that he wounded, shoot him. Get rid of him.
Yeah,
he's a scourge.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to decide now, whether it's death penalty or life in prison.
I don't like the death penalty because I think too many people get killed that ought not to be killed. But in this case, this guy is obviously very guilty. Witnesses galore. If they had 40 people that were going to testify, what do you think they're all going to say?
Well, that's what the big thing about this is there were still 40 more witnesses. Hmm. And all of a sudden, they were just like, the defense rests.
Yeah, okay. I think excuse me, it's fairly clear what went on there, and we've wasted a lot of time trying to figure out what to do with this guy. Northeastern University in Boston, interesting and rather dangerous things going on campus. We'll talk about that after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Northeastern University is in Boston. A couple of employees were injured after a package that had been delivered to the school blew up. Wow.
Yeah, so that's so scary.
To the bottom line, there were a couple of employees that were hurt, nothing serious. Apparently there was a second package that was rendered safe by the bomb squad. The situation, those of you who went to Northeastern, you know, Holmes Hall, all the people that were in there were evacuated. FBI is trying to figure this out. Is it a student? Who else would blow up a building on a college campus? Seriously, other than some student that's disenfranchised, upset about something. And so as usual, well, maybe this was in the name of caution. They sent the police to Harvard. They sent the police to MIT, to BU, because they wondered or worried or thought,
yeah,
okay, what do we do in case there's a bomb on those campuses, so we better go check them out. So mm-hmm. That's what they did. Yep. All right. It's sending your children to school. You'd like to think that there was a safe haven someplace, right? Send them off to college. Everything's be fine.
There's not anywhere. You can't even send them to the movies or send them to the mall. It's just...
All right. Yeah, that's we'll send him away for a little bit here. It's 10 before the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for pharmacies.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign. So print it big at Staples. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles.
You, no, your questions.
We have a
questions
translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community.
On the outbreak of
well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's
Wendy's
having a little epiphany. Okay. That maybe life itself is
I saw there was another
in my experience. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions.
It moves
quote
fast.
Progressive and see if you could say with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive insurance company.
Vomiting, diarrhea, bloody stools, and I guess the same can be said for not only E. coli, but Salmonella and Listeria as well, right? They're dangerous.
Yes, and you know, as a farmer, you probably have more insight into this than the doctors do.
Well, I think about what's around. These outbreaks were reported in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and Kentucky in this past week. The Center for Disease Confusion notes that the number of people sickened has, according to the reports anyway, mostly they found the common connection was the lettuce. They all had a sandwich at Wendy's and they had lettuce. And it's mind-boggling to me how we have these reports almost daily, certainly weekly, about either E. coli or Salmonella. E. coli and Salmonella are about equal opportunity offenders. Listeria is worse because you just can't get rid of it. I know on the dairy farm we have almost everything you could think of to kill these bacteria because we don't want them around for any number of reasons. But Listeria, there's a light. It's kind of like when you see on the TV shows they have a special light to detect where blood is. Well, there's a special light that detects these the E. coli and Salmonella, but it turns a different color with Listeria. It's in drains. It's in it's everywhere, and there's not much you can do about it. But when it comes to the Escherichia, which is what E. coli is, it goes into the intestine in animals. It's not good. Cows have four stomachs, so they kind of get rid of it. But not good for anybody to have this stuff because of the danger and you can't get it from animals, but yet animals have it, and so do human beings. And so anyway, I just look at the various, there are now new forms of E. coli. There's something called a STEC E. coli, S-T-E-C. And by the way, anybody can get this. It's really dangerous if you're young or you're old for the reasons that we always talk about. The immune system, right, at that age, Ken, both the young people and the old people don't have enhanced.
But I'm a little, you're not reassuring that there's a way to prevent this.
There's a way to prevent it by not buying bagged lettuce or don't buy anything, meats or vegetables that are bagged. That's how you prevent it. Because when they wash these on these huge farms, these agribusiness, these big booming, the way to prevent it is go to your local farmer and buy fresh lettuce from him. Buy spinach from him or her. Buy all the fresh veggies you can. Not at the grocery store. Certainly not packaged. Does that make sense?
I'm listening.
Well, I mean, that's the way. All right, these are supposed to be questions for you, not for me. All right, next up, using an Apple Watch helped save this fellow's life after a crash left him paralyzed. Nobody knew where he was. You know, we've talked about this watch. I know you and I like talking, but every week I see a different story floating around. Here's a guy that needed urgent medical attention, and this watch was malfunctioning, and so went back to the place wherever they have those watches. He could have been dead because he couldn't get at his cell phone. What did people do before we had all these devices? Did you think about that? I think about that from...
Well, the survival at the turn of the American Revolution was 35 years old in 1776, so we've come a long way with a lot of things.
So you're saying life expectancy has doubled since the American Revolution. That's a very interesting statement. Yeah. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You want to be connected to him, help yourself. His office number is 352-735-1400. I recommend at least telemedicine with him, if not an in-person visit. I've never felt better talking to a doctor and feeling good about the information I was getting than I get from Ken. So check out the office again, 352-735-1400. 59 past the hour here on Good Day Health.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.